Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Hi, family. Welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you could join me today. Wherever you are right now, thank you for letting God's word into your space. The devotional topic for today is Seeking First the Kingdom, Priorities That Matter. And our anchor scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which says, But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Let me begin with a story I came across in Stephen Covey's book, First Things First. Covey shares a powerful illustration using a jar, some large rocks, gravel, sand, and water. He asks his audience to fill the jar, starting with the big rocks. Once they are in, he adds gravel, which slips into the spaces between the rocks. Then comes sand, filling the smaller gaps. Finally, he pours in water, which fills everything else. The lesson? If you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never fit them in at all. The big rocks represent your top priorities, things that truly matter. If you let the little things like sand and gravel come first, your life will be too full for what's really important. Isn't that so true of our spiritual journey? Jesus is telling us that the big rock in life is seeking the kingdom of God first. Friends, let's be honest. How many times do we let the urgent things of life push out the important ones? We wake up and before we know it, emails, deadlines, errands, and social media have taken the first place in our day. But Jesus reminds us, seek first the kingdom of God. Not second, not when it's convenient, not when the storm hits first. Let me ask you this morning, what's truly at the top of your priority list? Is it work? Is it money? Is it approval from people? Or is it the kingdom of God? If you're realizing right now that other things have crowded God out, don't be discouraged. Here's the good news. When we realign our priorities and put God first, everything else finds its place. The psalmist said in Psalm 37, verse 4, Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Isn't that powerful? When you seek him first, even the things you're worried about, your finances, your family, your future, God takes care of them. So let me encourage you today, start your day with God. It may be a few minutes of prayer, reading a verse, or simply whispering, Lord, I put you first today. That little act shifts everything. Think about it. If you gave God the first of your time, your energy, your talents, what would change in your life? I'll tell you, peace would replace anxiety, purpose would replace confusion, and provision would replace worry. Jesus himself assures us, all these things will be given to you as well. That's his promise. Take a moment to reflect. What's one thing I've been putting ahead of God? And how can I surrender it today? As you go today, remember, life only makes sense when the kingdom of God is our number one pursuit. Everything else flows from that. Now let's make this declaration together. Today, I choose to seek first the kingdom of God. My priorities are aligned with heaven. As I put God first, all that I need is provided. I walk in peace, purpose, and provision. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that your kingdom must be our first priority. Lord, we commit this day into your hands. We ask for grace to put you first in every decision, every thought, and every action. Let peace, joy, and favor fill the lives of everyone listening today. And may today be a winning day for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me on Winning Every Day. If this message has blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone else. Let's spread encouragement and build a community of people who win God's way every day. Until next time, keep seeking first the kingdom and keep winning every single day. Thank you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life. Right now.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.